Proclamation number 0557 of 27th of August, 1938. Comfort. Indirect help of the spirit beings in abandonment of the soul. Behold, I am with you always. And I stand close to my own and give them strength. It is an infinitely reassuring thought to know that you are protected by the Lord of creation, and therefore people who see the Lord as their friend and protector and their father will also be able to complete their journey through life and peace. Become like children and entrust yourselves to the Father. He hears your prayers and stands by you in your needs, for it is His will that you be saved from heartache and find your way to Him without it. Every soul receives such wonderful proofs of His love through God's grace and will be allowed to enjoy these proofs of love more often the more it turns to Him. It is all the more understandable that the right union with the Lord arises when His love embraces the human child and expresses itself in such a way that He promises power on earth, equal to divine power. You will recognize that an invisible unification of the spirit with the soul takes place when you become aware of this strength within yourselves. For God allows this extraordinary grace where one's own will strives for perfection and where continued work on the soul puts it into such a state that the spirit can unite with the soul and consequently all constraint of matter falls away from it. It is an unparalleled battle which an earthly child has to fight if the soul wants to shake off the chains of matter. Without God's grace this would be impossible. For the human being's strength is far from sufficient, yet every soul has just been offered immense means through the Lord's love. Every desiring thought causes these means to be given to the soul, and thus again the path is an easy one when God's grace is implored. Yet if people do not pay attention to prayer they will very soon become negligent in their possible endeavor to ascend. They achieve nothing through their own strength, become weary and soon abandon their endeavor altogether. Yet the soul fears and dreads this sluggishness and suffers unspeakably when the human being's will weakens. But little help can come from the spiritual world either. For its inhabitants also wait for the plea before they are allowed to intervene. In such abandonment the soul will often feel compelled to commit an obvious breach of faith against the body. It will cause the body to enter into the most severe inner conflicts and cannot spare its spiritual depression, so that the body, despite living well and fulfilling earthly desires, finds no rest and spends its days in true self-weariness, and this influence of the soul on the body can sometimes determine it to let go of worldly desires and turn its thoughts to the spiritual life. If people did not let such inner warnings, bad moods and agonizing self-reproaches pass unheeded, they would often come to their senses much sooner, and the soul would thank them for it. Only in the constant harassment of the body does the soul find support from loving spiritual beings if they are not called upon directly for help. Every failure, every annoyance and every unpleasant event is, as it were, a help from above to support the soul, to make the body compliant, so that soul and body devote themselves to working on themselves together. And again, such joint work is indispensable if the soul is to reach the degree of maturity to be able to harbor the divine spirit within itself. For where the body does not follow the same path, matter is an insurmountable obstacle to the unification of the soul with the divine spirit. Every work of the soul must be carried out by the body at the same time. There must be complete agreement between body and soul. And without resistance the body must carry out what serves the soul alone. Amen.